I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
I feel like Joe Brady in Buffalo. I was just watching, studying the game this weekend against Miami, which was a great game. Tua couldn't play any better. What he does by formations and his route combinations is he just creates space. Like, you could take three receivers on one side and run them on vertical routes, and all you're doing is creating space for somebody coming on a drag or a cross, and there's this big window there. So it's easy throws for Josh. He'll take all the easy throws you want to give him. And then, you know, at the end of the day, when he has to make a play, he's still Josh Allen. So I feel like Joe Brady in the passing game right now is very under the radar.
Brian Baldinger, high praise for Joe Brady, who, you know, as we kind of laid out last segment, good morning, Jeremy and Joe, happy Thursday. As we laid out between the yak yard offense, turning Josh Allen into a patient passer or a quick passer, or a short game passer, like really bringing out more of Allen's potential here, lowering the turnovers, not putting him in harm's way. There's not a lot of designed runs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, Brady, my gosh. Is,
there's been a couple, and I feel like they haven't been working.
There was one last week on third down that did not work.
Right.
You know, sometimes a guy is going to miss a block or whatever. But
there was the one around the red zone, I think, the week before, too, that didn't work. But it's like one per game, maybe.
Yeah. But the whole picture, I think, is really, for Brady at least, Joe, let me ask you this. Dorsey got interviews after 1 year with Allen. Do you feel like Brady right now has a, do I want to say, like, a better resume than Dorsey did at that time? And Brady did get a call from Atlanta, right? Didn't he talk with the Falcons? They talked with a lot of
Atlanta teammates. And maybe also Carolina. Was it Carolina too? No, I think it was Atlanta. Atlanta.
Yeah,
Dorsey was Carolina the
That's
year
right.
before.
Would you bet Brady, I mean, certainly will get interviews, right?
He'll definitely get interviews.
I think he gets a job. Does he take a job? I mean, it's early to talk about this, but, you know, we've had two coaches fired.
I think if you had me bet right now, I might say he gets a job. I might say yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the betting favorite for the New Orleans job.
Right.
I don't know that he'll want that job.
No, I don't either. But how many candidates are ahead of him as household names? Like, Ben Johnson is the name.
But
right.
It sounds like he's waiting for
Chicago. Maybe. Johnson, Belichick, and then from there, you know, it's your hot coordinator, and right now Brady's probably on the short list there.
I wonder if it matters at all, past history for Brady. Brady worked, his first job in the NFL for 2 years was being an offensive assistant for the Saints, and then he got the job at LSU. Hmm. So I don't know.
Maybe that's why he's listed as the betting favorite, as the connection.
Maybe. But even the betting site wouldn't know. Does Joe Brady, like, is his dream to go back to Louisiana? Like, does that matter to him? Because the job itself stinks, right? Like, there's no ifs, ands, and ups. Like, that's a horrible job. They can't, looking at their cap stuff, they can't even move on from Derek Carr next year because they just can't afford the dead cap. So they're kind of stuck in a holding period here. So does Brady want that? And then how many other jobs do we think even become available? Because I think there are going to be a couple names ahead of him. Johnson will be one. Is Slowick have to be like a more Bobby Slowick, the Texans offensive coordinator? Like, does he have to be a hotter candidate right now than Joe Brady does?
Yeah, we'll see. He was definitely a hot candidate last cycle, and this year we'll see how Houston's season finishes.
Yeah, but there's like jobs that will become available. The Saints job will be available. The Jets job will be available.
The Giants' job could be.
I might want to Tampa, maybe.
I mean, the interim coaches. What about the Jets?
Yeah, the Jets is one. Yeah, so Jets, Saints, and then, man,
there's usually about six jobs. That's
Jacksonville.
Jacksonville.
Does he want that one? Does he like Trevor Lawrence? You know,
there are a lot of people who would like Trevor Lawrence and think that you probably can get better out of that, yeah.
Again, trying to figure out like where he's from. So he worked in Louisiana for a bunch of years, but he is from Pembroke Pines, Florida. So maybe Florida, too. I don't know. I think I would want to lean yes, but I'm kind of on the fence.
803-0550, our number, 1-888-550-2550. We'll go back to the phones, connect with our fans. Tim in Dallas is next up. Hey, Tim, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Happy Thursday, guys.
Morning.
Yeah, my issue was the trade deadline with he and Coleman's situation. I know it happened, but you know, I heard you guys talk about the depth at receiver, and if one guy goes down, who we have to, you know, pick up the pieces and just fall in there. So I don't know what the offense is going to look like. Maybe Dawson Knox out wide or whatever. But so I was going to ask you about the practice squad guy. Who do you think they're going to bring up? Or you just thinking we're going to go more 12 personnel?
Thanks, Tim. The way that the practice squad receivers shake out, and this can maybe be a question for Sal coming up at 8 o'clock, it seems like the receiver they're calling up is the guy that they...
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't plan to throw to, right? Mm. Jalen Virgil, like he's been elevated a couple times.
He's been elevated twice in a row. Isn't that though because he best emulates Curtis Samuel?
Maybe. I mean, like they don't throw to Curtis Samuel, so I guess that does emulate Curtis.
But it's like the same like slot. The guy comes in motion, right? Like right before the snap. That's what they've done with Virgil. They did activate and played Shavers against Houston. Yep. Like to me, I'll ask Sal. My bet would be Shavers, just because I think where he lines up, his body type and the role that you'd be asking to fill in, I feel like you'd rather have 6'4", 211 Tyrell Shavers playing Coleman's spot than 5'9", Jalen Virgil.
That makes sense. Yeah, what I was kind of getting to was, what practice squad receiver would they call up if they planned to throw to a practice squad receiver? And
okay.
I guess that's Shavers, right? Like, that's the point you're making.
He got first-team reps with Josh Allen in training camp. Is there another – I guess Hamler maybe had that happen too. I'm just trying to think. Like Deion Kane and Jalen Virgil haven't – how many reps have they had with Josh Allen? Any? I don't know the answer to that question. So I would think that it's Shavers. 803-0550 is the phone number. Thanks, Tim, for the call. Let's go to Matt in Orchard Park. What's up, Matt?
Morning, guys. First time, long time. So I think you talked about this yesterday on the show, and I wasn't able to listen into the full conversation, but I can't decide who to root for tonight, whether it's the Bengals or the Ravens. So if you guys could spend 30 seconds on that, I'd really appreciate it. Make my night a whole lot better. Thanks for everything you guys do.
Thanks, Matt. Yeah, I'm a little bit on the fence. I think I'm leaning rooting for the Ravens right now. I think that division is going to be a tough fight, and I think I can get with if it's so it's a little bit far out for me yet on rooting for seeding over a team to be eliminated. I think you could root for the seeding because I don't think it's so early that you couldn't do it. And the argument for that, as Jeremy made last hour, is like Baltimore falling down to one more spot would allow to the four seed or even the five would help prevent you from playing them in rounds one or two. You might get a path that doesn't include Baltimore, where Baltimore and Kansas City play each other before you play them. My lean, though, in this game is I just want the Bengals out. I don't want to deal with them. They go down to a 30% chance to make the playoffs if they were to lose this game tonight. And I think the teams that you're looking at in the AFC wildcard picture, I think the Chargers are going to get in, and I think Pittsburgh and Baltimore are probably both going to get in too. So that's one spot left. And there are not a lot of teams fighting, by the way. Like Tennessee, Miami, Cleveland, Jacksonville, Raiders, Patriots. They're like all dead already. So like, I guess that's why I'm leaning Ravens over Bengals, because Bengals versus Colts, Bengals versus Broncos, Bengals versus Jets, like, to me, I see a big enough gap there.
Which organization do we hate the most? Because Bengals are high for me. They're obnoxious nature.
They are. I do love a good there was a joke about the other day on Twitter about how the Bills have made – they're already selling tickets to next year, and the Bengals are furious. Like, whatever.
Joe Mixon's going to be mad about that.
Yeah. Well, if you want the best possible revenge tour for the Bills on their way to winning the Super Bowl, I do think they're included.
Yeah.
Are they? What's their most fun path? Would it go like Bengals,
literally,
Ravens, Chiefs?
All paths are fun.
But like the most revengey of them.
I don't even know. Who is this? Who's the NFC team?
You don't like the Colts. Like, who cares about the Colts? Right?
Yeah.
The NFC, yeah, maybe there is no NFC team.
803-0550. You lost my connection there. We're going to do this right broadcast from home on Thursdays now. It wasn't anything about the equipment. I just kicked the plug. So, yeah. Hand up. That's where I got to go to the bench.
You just clicked the pull.
You know, ask me about it in postgame. What happened when we lost you there, the 7:30 segment?
You kicked the plug.
Yeah, you know, just...
Was the plug is loose enough where a kick got it out of there, or was it a hard enough kick?
That's the kind of thing we're going to take a look at the tape and review that and check our process and make sure that doesn't happen again. So, you know, hand up, learn from it, and be better tomorrow.
All right.
That's the plan. Yeah, I just kicked it. I knew it had happened. Well, you got one job. Do not unplug the thing while you're using it.
I did that once. I think I was interning at Harbor Center like a long time ago, and I think I kicked the plug while operating the scoreboard during a hockey game. So the scoreboard went out.
Nice.
I don't think there was, if it had been like the final minute of a period, maybe it would have been a bigger deal because we got it back up in like 20 seconds. But yeah, that immediately was like, oh no, hopefully a coach doesn't get mad because he doesn't know how much time is left on the clock.
803-0550, our phone number. Pick of the week. We're moving it up a bit. Going to get you the pick of the week coming up and more of your calls as we cruise through a football Thursday. There's Bengals and Ravens tonight. Choose your warrior. And Sabres Rangers tonight as well on WGR.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.